Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Man, I didn't tell Vic anything about what I wanted him to play. I love it, man. Pearl Jam. Shout out to Dissident, man. This is a deep cut, man. I like this. I'm Reese Waters. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I want to hear from you, 800-636-1067. If you're just joining us, Virginia has been holding us down to the point where D.C. and Maryland, I need y'all to get it together. I know my man Edward and Blaisberg is here, man. I'm coming at you. But first, we got to step across the river because they've been coming in and they've been coming in heavy. We're going to hit Spotsylvania. We're going to hit Springfield. We're going to hit Alexandria. We're going to start with my man Bill in Spotsylvania. Bill, do you think you can continue to wear your Redskins gear in public?
Well, that's a good point, and this is what I have to say. I have a few hundred dollars worth of merchandise over the years, of course. But if we're going to be politically correct and I follow the rules and I want socially be correct or politically correct, if there's going to be a name change because that's offensive to one race, I cannot wear the jerseys with the Redskin, the Indian logo on it outdoors anywhere because that's going to offend a group of people. So I'm not into doing that. Now, being at home, I definitely have a Redskin room and a party room where we watch the games. I will have my stuff. And I will wear it there in my yard by the pool and to my friends. But as far as in public, so it offends someone, I will not wear it. And I'm not happy about it, but I think it's the right thing to do. And as far as the names go, the best name that I like, it rolls off your lip, is Washington Warriors. That last gentleman that you had on had some great points. But as far as Snyder goes, there's not going to be any kind of name associated, anything that sounds like a TV movie or anything like that.
All right. I think that is a very reasonable response, Bill. And you know what? I think I'm coming down in a similar place as you when it comes to the public and the private. But even the fact that I hesitate or won't wear it in public will make me feel probably some type of way when I wear it in private when people are around. Because I understand that dichotomy I'm creating it within myself.
That is true. Very true. It's being a teeny bit hypocritic, but that's the best scenario because it is a lot of money and a lot of gear. But as far as changing the colors or changing names, here, I'm going to tell you something that I don't know if you got a lot of calls on. I've been a fan since I was 5 or 6. I was born in Virginia. I've always hated the colors. Always hated the colors. I love the Redskins to death. I have DNA to... I hate Dallas, but I've always not liked the colors. But I don't know if you get that much, but I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, look, this has been an unpopular opinion that I raised last week, but I would love to see us go to the citywide color scheme like they have in Pittsburgh. Now, I know that's unpopular, and you know what? If you stay with the burgundy and gold, that's fine. But because the Redskins have been the most popular and the longest-standing franchise in our area, that's always the one – that would never change, and it will prevent us from having the four-team sweep. But now we find ourselves in a moment where we actually could make that happen, and I don't want us to miss that opportunity. If we do, then we do. We stay with burgundy and gold, which I imagine we probably will. I understand the nature of my fan base, but I just wanted that opinion to be heard. I appreciate you, Bill.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to stay in the state. My man Mark in Springfield, what is going on? Are you wearing your gear out?
No, I'm not wearing my gear today. But I would wear it in my house watching the games, but I would not wear it in public because I'm like you. I just don't want to deal with it. And I think if if it's embarrassing enough to have the team change their name, even if it's only for monetary reasons, I don't want to go through the hassle of wearing it outside and having somebody claim that I'm disrespecting somebody. I just don't think it's worth it.
You know what? I can tell you, it even expands the social media for me. If I want to tweet about this team, I know if I put the word Redskins in the tweet, people are going to come at me regardless of what the tweet is about. It can be about the opening of training camp. It could be about Dwayne Haskins' injury history. It could be about anything. People are going to come at me because I put that name in the tweet, and so I try and avoid it when I can, which is not a dissimilar decision than you choosing when and where to wear your gear. So I feel you on that. Do you have any suggestions about the name?
Yeah, I do. I'm absolutely agreed with you about that. Yeah, I got a best and a worst. My worst is anything with the word starts with the word red, and anything that has a tail involved. Because as soon as you start using the word red, I think it, you know, harkens back too much to the Redskins. And I don't want to have to come back from Dallas or someplace and say, oh, there go the red wolves, or there goes the red tails with their red tails between their legs again. I just don't want to hear that. So I like the XFL ideas. They have the DC Defenders, but I would take it one step. I want a badass name for a badass team. I want the DC Destroyers. You could have an interlocking DC as the logo. You could have sort of a fierce-looking football robot as the mascot. And the theme song wouldn't have to be changed very much. Hail the Destroyers, hail victory, hail the Destroyers, hail to all DC. So we make it inclusive. But that would bring us into the 20th century, so I want a clean break.
Okay, I feel you on that. You know what? As long as you don't say skins, then we've gotten worse suggestions over the course of the last hour and 9 minutes. I appreciate you, Mark.
All right, thanks, man. You're doing great.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. All right, we're going to stay in the state. My man Gus in Alexandria. Gus, where are you going? Where are you going with this name?
Hey, you know, after looking at those Dwayne Haskins like mock-up stuff, that Red Wolves jersey looks really good. That gray with the red, and then that stylized R with the wolf coming out. But the thing is, it has to look good. I mean, if these players want it, you know, you got to think about it. They're young African-American men. They're going to be at the height of fashion. They're going to push for the new generation of Skins fans. You see all these people that are calling? They're people who are 40-plus from Virginia. We want to get everyone from around the city, in the city, who are under 20, wanting to love this franchise again or for the first time.
I guess maybe the question that I should ask first is, do you intend to buy whatever the new gear is going to be? Because I know a lot of people have said they don't intend to buy it, so there won't be any money made off of them necessarily. So it would be the younger fans that would be more likely to purchase it.
You know, that's the thing. I was in the lookout for a Redskins hat. I think one that you were looking at, the black hat with the stylized R.
Uh-huh.
But then when this name change came about, I'm like, well, yeah, I'm going to save my money and buy the new gear when it comes out. And so a lot of these fans are saying they've already invested so much, they don't want to lose out on the investment. But if you had like a trade-in program to some extent, like a discount, they're going to get the new gear. They don't want to be left out when this team is doing well under a new name. When Chase Young has like 15 sacks a year with a whole new jersey, whole new name, they're going to get his gear.
You know what, Gus? I have tried to advocate for the buyback program with these RG3 jerseys for years. I've had this thing in my closet for so long and cannot wear it out in public. It's people out here with Mark Rippon jerseys they can't wear. It's people out here with Todd Collins jerseys they can't wear. Come on, man. It's time that we got this buyback program off of the ground. I agree with you 100% there.
No, they don't also want to be left out when the team's going to do well. And 2 years from now, NFC Championship game, it's the Warriors or the Red Wolves with maybe a slightly different color scheme. It's not going to make sense to wear your Redskins gear. You're going to go in the stadium and buy yourself some new gear to feel it's part of the new thing going along instead of holding on to relics. And I love this team. I love the past. But if you really love this team, you got to love the future as well.
Well, you know what? The popularity of the team will go a long way into how quickly and aggressively people accept what the rebrand is. It's just if you've been a fan of the team for any period of time, you don't consider that as a reasonable possibility. There you have it.
Yeah, I mean, yep.
All right, Gus, I appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
All right. All right. That was good. That was a nice little Virginia run. Now, Maryland has not gotten a lot of love. We got time for Edward and Bladensburg, Vicar. Should we save it? You got time? All right, we gonna go. We gonna go to Prince George's County. Edward and Blaisdell, are you gonna still wear your Redskins gear?
I'm gonna still wear my Redskins gear no matter what. Let me ask you this simple question before I even tell your name, I like it, and to get into some other things. When the Cleveland Indians took their logo away, did their fans still not wear their gear out? They still had the name on.
I really don't
know. The
logo
away, the name was still offensive. Well, they were still wearing it because I saw it on social media with people wearing it. It's not, look, people are going to be offended, Reese, no matter what in this world, okay? No matter what you change the name to, okay, no matter what the other teams change their names to, i.e. the Chicago Blackhawks, whenever they get to the point of changing their name, because it's going to happen, it's a trickle effect, everybody's always going to be offensive. There's names out there that people were saying the Redskins are changing to, and it's still offensive. Even from my research and from other people I've spoken to that's in their 50s, okay? It's just too many things out there that's offensive, okay? So, what team name do I want? Well, I really like the Red Wolves. I think it's starting to really take off. I think that howling noise, in my opinion, is something that's really going to get on the opposing team fans' nerves if they come to FedEx Field, and it's really going to get on the opposing team's, you know, nerves, period. When every time we start to score touchdowns, because we're getting younger and better each year, I can see, it's going to really get on their nerves. It really is. It's almost like when you go to Kansas City and they got that the arrowhead and the hands go up and down and forth, and all, you know, the entire time they score the touchdown and then you're kicking the ball off and that's all you hear. That's the same thing that I want at FedEx Field. And then people haven't talked about this, but if we change the name, we get a new stadium, we get a new location, we get better things. It may be located around certain different areas. I mean, and ask yourself.
So, Edward, if I have this correct, you are still going to wear your Redskins gear because people are going to be upset no matter what. And you like the name Red Hawks because it would upset opposing fans. So, really,
Red Wolves.
Red Wolves. You like Red Wolves because it will upset opposing fans. So, really, you just want to live like a troll, just whether you're at a game or not at a game. Is that what we're doing?
Why not? I mean, there's other people who don't care. You're going to upset people in this world no matter what. I've noticed that. I'm still young. I'm only going to 30. No matter what you do, what you say, politically correct or politically wrong, it's still going to upset people no matter what because people have their opinions, Reese. And if we change it to the Red Wolves and people still hate it and they find something in their offensive, what are we going to do next? We're going to go back and change the name again? It's just asinine. They're picking on the Redskins, too, because they've been a horrible franchise football-wise for so long. Had they won 3 Super Bowls in a time span of this name being offensive, do you really think they'll be picking on the Redskins, man?
Yeah, like, I disagree with you 100% on that. One of the reasons why the name has lasted this long is because they've been terrible. Anytime that this team is good, this issue bubbles up. The reason why it hasn't bubbled up since 2012, 2011, because we ain't been good since 2012, 2011. But if you recall, that year, that made national news. You were getting soliloquies from Bob Costas about the name and why it needed to be changed because we were good enough to be on national television. We've been able to be ignored for the last 10 years because we've been bad. So I disagree with you on that. But your point about living like a troll was well-founded. I appreciate you, Edward. All right, we're going to be back. Weigh in, 800-636-1067. Reese Waters on the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I am Reese Waters. This is the first track I haven't known. Who is this?
This is Social Distortion. I was wrong.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
I don't think I've ever played this one before.
I need to expand my horizons, evidently. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I want to hear from you, 800-636-1067. You guys have been holding me down up to this point. I appreciate you guys for that. Now, Eric in Virginia. We're headed back to the Commonwealth. I'm telling you right now, Eric, the bar is set very high. The bar is set very high. As a state, you guys have established a standard of excellence that, quite frankly, I did not know was possible before an hour ago. They've come very strong and recovered from my man who called in and wanted a name just to be changed to Skins. So there is a baseline. But you guys have really picked me up since then. I appreciate y'all for that. Eric, where are you weighing in on this name, man?
I kind of like the War Hogs. Throws a little bit of history in there with the hogs. And, of course, war being short for warrior kind of simplifies it, I guess you could say.
Okay, the War Hogs. Now, what would be, what do you think the name will actually end up being?
Well, I don't like the Warriors very much. It's just too common. I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, so you don't want the name to be anything that exists with another franchise?
Not necessarily. I mean, Warriors is just a little too common. And when you throw the hogs in it, everybody loved the hogs, you know? So what's not to like, man?
All right, fair enough. Now, are you going to continue to wear your Redskins gear?
I don't have any.
All right, fair. Well, okay, are you going to buy the new gear? If they change it to the Washington Warhogs, is Eric in Virginia purchasing a shirt or jersey?
Eric is going to purchase a jersey, mainly because I named it.
All right, fair enough. I like where you're going with that. Thanks a lot for weighing in, Eric.
Talk to you.
All right. We're going to stay in the Commonwealth. Zach and Alexandria. Zach, which way are you going with this, man?
Hey, Reese. I'm going to answer both of your questions real quick and then bring up a similar kind of storyline that's happening in Alexandria. So as far as your memorabilia question, what I'll probably do is compromise. I'll probably toss all the memorabilia. I'll keep the jerseys, but I might just, like, scratch the name off the chest plate. You know what I mean? Okay. Especially if they keep the same color scheme. That's what I'm thinking there.
Okay.
As far as names, I think whatever name is most popular on Twitter is what we're going to go with, because the Skins have lost the younger generation of fans. You know what I mean? They've lost those fans to Baltimore with Lamar Jackson or Kansas City with Mahomes. And the younger generation is kind of the lost generation when it comes to the Washington franchise. So I think whatever name is most popular on Twitter is the name they're going to have to go with there, because they want to draw those fans back in.
Interesting. I mean, that would be a sea change for Dan Snyder to actually take advice from people, especially his fans, because he has resisted doing that forever. This is an example of him not necessarily listening to fans. He's more so listening to his sponsors and people that are affecting his bottom line. But that would be interesting if he were to do that. So what's going on in Alexandria?
So are you familiar with the movie Remember the Titans?
I am. East strong side, weak side. Yeah, I remember that. I remember when
they side. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. They sang R&B and were able to achieve racial harmony through R&B songs.
And created the greatest Yo Mama joke of all time. Yeah, I remember well.
Yeah.
So I'm actually a teacher in that school system in Alexandria City Public Schools. And we are considering a name change for the high school, the high school made famous by the movie. Now, here's the dilemma. Because of the movie and the publicity of the movie, the school has almost become some sort of symbol of, you know, racial harmony and racial progress. However, the name of the school is named after a superintendent who opposed segregation. So we have two camps in the city right now. One is, you know, the school doesn't necessarily mean that anymore. The school is more of a symbol of hope and freedom and progress. And then there's the others who say, yeah, but as long as the school has the name of that person, that the school will never actually be a symbol of that. Now, around the country, no one knows who T.C. Williams is, right? That's only someone that people in Alexandria, or the older generation of people in Alexandria, know. So we're having a similar dilemma in terms of name changes going on in the city, and I wanted to know your opinion on it, especially being a black man yourself.
That's interesting. I mean, well, look, I am of the thought and of the opinion that these things are fluid and should be fluid. So I don't necessarily think that the idea of the school, what the school represents, changes based on the changing of the name. I can say that at any point when somebody realizes who that person is, and I know most people probably will never research and discover who that person is. You're just telling me now. So this is that moment for me. There's going to be that cognitive dissonance of remembering that story and trying to put it in the context of a school being named after that individual. It almost gives him a legacy that he doesn't necessarily deserve or warrant. And I don't know that I feel like, given the litany of folks who have been erased from history, who typically don't get the credit that they deserve for their contributions to their relative municipalities, I feel like there's so many other deserving people that honor could go to that would be more appropriate.
Well, so it's funny you mention that, because one of the names they're thinking about changing the school to is P.D. Jones High School, who is probably the most famous character from that movie, and he recently passed away last year. So that's, as far as giving the credit to someone who's more worthy, that's actually one of the suggestions.
All right, fair enough. Now, where do you come out on that?
So it's tough, because I went to the school. My parents went to the school. I played football for that school. I've met Coach Boone, and now I'm a teacher in the system. So I have a real strong connection, much like Redskins fans do, who are much older, who have been supporting the team for 50, 60, 70 years, through the good and the bad times. So I have a very strong connection to the school. Well, the way I stand on it is, I think when they rename it, they should just rename it to Alexandria High School. And the reason is, we're the only city in Alexandria where there's one school for the entire city. You know, like Fairfax County is huge. They probably have 20, 30 high schools. Arlington has 3 high schools. We have pride in this whole one city, one team type thing. So I think, rather than naming it after a person at all, I think we should just name it Alexandria High School. And that way we keep the legacy, keep the tradition, but can move on from the racist name.
Okay, fair enough. Now, I know you said that Petey Jones was a possibility. What about Coach Boone? Has anybody suggested the coach as a possibility?
Yeah, Coach Boone, Boone and Yost, both. So we've actually had an unfortunate run in Alexandria. Herman Boone, Bill Yost, and P.D. Jones have all passed away in the last year and a half, 2 years or so. So there's plenty of great candidates, particularly from that 71 team, to replace the name of the school. So, if they make the name those instead, I wouldn't mind at all. My personal opinion is, I think we should celebrate the city as a whole by going with Alexandria.
All right, fair enough. Zach, man, I really appreciate your call, man. You taught me something.
Yeah, man. Have a great day. Have
all right,
a good
you
show.
Too. Have a good one. All right. That was good. Hey, you know what? I love when I can learn. I love when I can learn, especially new things about Virginia. This has really been a Commonwealth-heavy hour and a half. We're going to step out into Maryland. We got Calvert County, Hyattsville, Clinton. Another Hyattsville. Okay. I see you, Maryland. I see you trying to pick things up. If we can get a call from D.C., then I would feel whole. The rest of you guys, hit me up, 800-636-1067, Reese Waters on the phone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I am Reese Waters. We are halfway through. We got 90 more minutes of rocking together. Appreciate you guys picking me up. Now, we've been talking about the Redskins' name change, what you think it will be, what you want it to be, and whether or not you will continue to use the name and wear the gear. I want to hear from you guys. I'm going to start in Maryland with my man Jason in Calvert County. You've been on the line for a while, man. I appreciate you for being patient. Where do you weigh out? Where do you weigh in on this?
Hey, how you doing today, Reese?
I'm lovely, man. It's hot. I'm indoors. I can't be mad.
I got two things. About wearing a jersey, I probably wouldn't wear the jersey. I haven't worn the Redskins jersey in probably 10 years now. Just when I used to go to games, don't go to games anymore. They don't win anymore, so I don't wear the jersey anymore. But, as for that one caller who called in earlier said he would wear the jersey, you know, wearing a jersey is pretty bad, too. It's just like the NASCAR with all the fans outside the stadium with the Confederate flags waving around. It's kind of the same thing if you think about it.
Yeah, I do think about it, and especially given the context from which the name is being changed. I mean, like I said, I brought it up with respect to going to games. Even if you were to wear a Redskins jersey at a game, you changed the name because you deemed it to be offensive. So if you deem that to be offensive, then how could you allow somebody to wear something that you deem to be offensive into your game?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What do you think they're going to be at the door and not allow those guys wearing a jersey? Because I'm pretty sure there's probably 25% of those fans are still going to be wearing Redskins jerseys coming in.
Well, look, I can tell you this. If they start confiscating Redskins jerseys at the door, it's going to be 10,000 shirtless fans for games for the first couple of games. I mean,
it'd be nice if they gave away a bunch of free jerseys to their first 10,000 or something like that.
That would be good, like a nice little buyback program. Like I said, get them off the street, man.
But back to the uniform, I'm thinking we just change all the colors, change everything in general. It's pretty hard trying to think of something that's going to go with your maroon gold. Maroon and gold, and it's off color, so not a whole lot of things go with it. That Red Wolves name it sounds pretty cool. I guess howling, and the only thing cool about it is the fans howling in the stadium. And yep. I'm thinking about good complete change, but I'm thinking something to do with the military around DC and around the world. I was thinking like DC commanders, DC generals, or maybe like armed forces, special forces. And then you could do a uniform, have your home jersey be a solid color of some sort, be a green, whatever, military color. But on your away jerseys, you get to go out there in the camo, depending on where you're going, camo, Arizona, desert cam, or out in this, if it's snowing somewhere, snow cam. Just camo is pretty cool, and a lot of people wear the camo, and it goes with everything. I'm thinking something like that.
You raise a good point. Whatever they pick, I'll be able to match better than the burgundy and gold. That's a good point. I do know that Dan Snyder has wanted whatever it ends up being to be an homage to the military. So you definitely probably have some potential there. My thing is, look, if you're going to go the military route, then you can't miss the opportunity to have the four-team red, white, and blue sweep. You have to take the opportunity to have the sweep if you're going to go away from or if you're going to change the color scheme at all, that's what it's got to be, as far as I'm concerned.
No, I got that.
All right, Jason, I appreciate you for weighing in.
Thanks a lot, bud.
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to stay in the state. I got Warren in Clinton. Warren, where you coming out, man? What do you think this name should be?
Hey, what's going on, man? Great show. And it's actually Orin, like O-R-R-I-N, but it's all good.
Okay, I apologies.
No, you good. All right, so what I say for name suggestion, I understand people wanting to keep the R. So I'd say maybe the Rampage. And I think what I feel like they're probably leaning closer towards something like the Red Tails, because I feel like nowadays, to right or wrong, they tend to go hard in the opposite direction. So with the Red Tails and the whole Tuskegee Airmen connection and everything that's going on right now in the country, I feel like that would be right up that kind of alley. And then in terms of the colorway, I've actually been kind of shocked at how many people are just sticking to the colorway, because I've never understood the appeal of burgundy and gold, honestly. It's not fashionable. It's pretty plain. I'd really be down for them to switch the colors up. I'd even be down for the, like you said, to had a whole sweep of the red, white, and blue. And then for everybody who's saying that they wouldn't buy any of the new merch, all I got to say to them is stop welling, man. Like, if you really loved your team, you'd wear whatever jersey colors they chose. Obviously, because our fans have been wearing red and yellow for 100 years now.
That's true. Yeah, if they can convince him to wear burgundy and gold, they could probably over time convince him to wear just about anything. But again, how quickly and how aggressively they adopt it is directly tied to how successful this team is. If this team goes on a run, they got some young talent, they end up being a product that people want to attach themselves to, all that's going to go out the window. I guarantee you that.
100% right. You're 100% right. And then the guy who was saying whatever he feels like, whatever Twitter suggests would probably be the best name. But it's like, realistically, the Skins don't have any young fans, like, period, for real. So the people on Twitter are probably the older fans who made Twitter accounts to try to seem cool and keeping in touch with the team, honestly.
Or they might be bots. Don't trust them.
Or they might be bots. I was just about to say, we know Danny Boy, he does it all.
I don't want Sergey naming our football team. I appreciate you, Warren.
All right, man.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right, we're going to stay in Prince George's County. I got my man David in Hyattsville. David, which way are you going with this?
Hey, well, as far as the gear, first of all, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. It's a beautiful day outside. You know, I'm out here talking to the people. You guys are weighing in. I feel connected.
Oh, that's great. I'm doing okay, too. As far as the gear goes, I'll probably ditch anything with the logo on it, the old Redskins logo, but I'm definitely keeping my old school jerseys, my Art Monks, my Dexter Manleys, Joe Theismann. I'll definitely keep those around. I don't know if I'll wear them, but I'm definitely keeping them. As far as the name, I think the name will probably be something like Warriors or Red Wolves, but it's hard to tell. I personally prefer the name Red Hawks just because I know the Hawk or the Red Hawks. There are Red Hawks that are prevalent in the DMV area. Like, there's a red-shouldered hawk, and then there's a red-tailed hawk. If people like the name Red Tails, so you can actually go with the name Red Tails and use the red-tailed hawk instead of the Tuskegee Airmen. I understand where they were going with the Tuskegee Airmen, but at the same time, who's to say 20 years from now, you know, if you put, African-American on the side of the helmet, someone might say, well, that's offensive. You need to take it off. That's why I need to stay with something safe, you know, as far as the mascot or the logo goes. But that's how I feel about it. And I'm not going to, you know, get upset about it or anything like that, but I would definitely buy the gear because it's my team. So I would support my team regardless.
I feel you on that. I do wonder if there's not a way to combine, you know, if you want to give a nod to the Red Tails. Red Tails is not that far away from Red Hawks or Red Wolves. So I wonder if there's a way to maybe call it the Red Hawks or the Red Wolves and have Red Tails be like another nickname or something. I don't know. Just a way, you know, I always like to have my cake and eat it too. I always like to see if I can make two choices when you give me one. So I'm greedy like that. I appreciate you, David.
Ain't no problem. You have a great day.
All right. Thanks for weighing in, man. All right. We're going to stay in Hyattsville. I'm going to Al in Hyattsville. Now, Al, is this David from his other phone in the other room, or are you actually another human being in Hyattsville calling me?
No, I'm another human being. In fact, we talked back during the draft
And you was like, and I was going on about Chase Young, and you was like, man, you better call back.
I appreciate you for that, man.
I gave you such a big, that was one of the, you got to call back. That was crazy great. So, good to hear you again, man. I'm glad to be able to check in again. As far as the questions on the table, am I going to keep my gear or wear my gear? No, I'm not. Reason being, there's a, you know, I think of it like, at least me personally, if something is offensive and we're saying that these things are offensive, whether it be imagery and stuff like that, for me, it was kind of a simple decision. If we took Washington and then we took the latter part off and we replaced it with any other ethnic slur referring to another group, how would that group feel or how would I feel if my ethnic group was placed there? Probably feel really crappy. So I said, you know what? That's how I see it. I see it. If anybody else replaced it with something different, and it was offensive to that group, how would they feel? People would probably cringe. They probably feel really like, hold on, what? If you know, we're referring to white or Caucasian people using the C word, like, how would you like that? Or if we're referring to black people using the word, you know, very soon, how would that work? So I was like, you know what? Just take it off, because we got a group of people that live here that's been here the longest, really, who's been here since the beginning, and they've never really had a say because the powers that be, because it was a might makes right type of mentality, the powers that be were able to push whatever agenda they wanted or be able to push their way, and nobody really could say anything. But now we have an opportunity to correct that. So let's just go ahead and correct it, and let's go ahead and move forward. As far as the name goes, I'm all for the Red Wolves, because kind of like the latter gentleman said, you have a generation of Washingtonians, kids, who have no connection to the team. So what's the best way to connect them? Give them something to go behind. They love dogs. They love things like that. Well, wolves are fierce. So give them something and say, oh, yeah, you know what? I can rock a wolf shirt. I can rock a Washington Red Wolves joint. I can rock that. And they'll be, you know, that's a way to get them in so that they learn the game and learn the names and learn the people. And then now we got a whole new generation in there. As far as the name that's probably going to get chosen, probably going to be Warriors, but I'm not down with, I mean, that's too generic. That's too easy to do. And besides, there's a Golden State Warriors, you know, already out there. Now it's going to be Washington Warriors. I mean, come on, man. Let's try to keep it, you know, as separate and give it its original identity as possible. That's how I see it there. And that's overall my feelings. I mean, and as far as like people buying stuff, believe me, we run off six straight championships. Everybody's buying something. Period. I don't care who you are. The Nats. Remember, the Nats didn't have a whole lot of support fan-wise. You know, people's like, are they really there? Now, all of a sudden, we got a championship. Everybody's rocking Nats. Same with the Capitals. Wasn't a whole lot of – I mean, there were Cap fans, and then it was like these people that were kind of on the fringes, and as soon as the Caps won, everybody's a Cap fan. All you got to do is win, and everybody jumps in. Period. We run off six straight titles with the Red Wolves. Believe me, everybody's Red Wolves in this town. Period.
Hey, I agree with that point. And I'll tell you this, changing it to Warriors would be the closest we got to winning since the 90s. So that is one feather in that cap. I feel you on that. I feel similarly as far as the gear is concerned. I'll be honest. I started this show really not feeling Red Wolves, and I think you guys are starting to talk me into it a little bit. I do think it is a little bit collegiate. It sounds a little bit collegiate. But again, it's all in the execution. It's all in the execution. It's all in with the color scheme. It's all in the logo and the iconography. If you execute it properly, it could be really dope. I feel people howling in the stadium. That would be certainly a lot better than silence and empty seats, which is how we represent right now. So yes, I'm starting to possibly get on board. Unfortunately, the people in charge are the ones that have to make this decision and are tasked with executing it. And we've seen how they execute trying to make a successful football team. So,
And the thing is, I don't know if you had an opportunity to see some of, like, the mock-ups. Some of those mock-ups with the Red Wolves stuff, I've got, like, maybe five or six that I've looked at. Those are some nice mock-ups, especially the ones with the claws, like the claw scratch. That's nice. I think that would be more, you know, like the older fan, but like, okay, I don't want a wolf on my, but the claw mark, look, that works. I think that really, really rocks well. And it gives you a whole host of ideas to not only appeal to the older kind of sports fan that may want a jersey, but also to the younger fans that you want to bring in. They say, you know what, they might want a cute, fluffy looking T-shirt with the Red Wolf on it, they can do that. And that way it'll bring them in. So I think it's a really easy and good bridge to get both sides to be able, like you said, it's the execution, the artistry, who is making these designs and drawing these things up that'll be able to give something for the older fan that doesn't want that fluffy but want hard. But then you got the younger fan that wants harder, you know, that wants a more fluffy type of deal and this, that, you know, you'll be able to do both and appeal to both and really win across the board if you do it that way. But more importantly, like I said, the thing is getting the wins. You bring home 6 championships, 7 championships, 8 championships. I don't care. They can call us the Washington Weasels. We all going to buy Weasel gear.
Man, you have gone from 6. Now you up to 8 championships. You out here like LeBron at the Miami Heat. Like not 3, not 4, not 5. Like how many we need to win to make this okay, player?
I'm just saying, it don't matter. It could be 3, it could be 4, it could be 5. It's just win a couple, win one. Just win one, and
how about,
you got everybody.
How about we win the division? How about we do that?
Start winning the division and showing up and being there on a regular basis where I say, well, Washington's here. Oh, the Red Wolves are around. Look, here comes the Red Wolves. They're always in the mix. Like, and then all of a sudden, it just keeps building and building and building. Think about how it went down with the Bullets and the Wizards. I don't think it went down well, but you know what jersey I do love that they rock is the one with the district on it.
That one is pretty dope. But you know when a rebrand goes poorly? When you reverted all the way back to the jerseys that you used to have, you just have changed the name. That's how bad it's gone.
And that's the thing with me. It was like they didn't put any thought into that wizard thing. But you know what? Some of the designs work. Like that district, the one with the district. Oh, that thing is hot.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, the district is dope. Yeah.
Yo, that's good. But in the one with the basketball, with the monument in the middle, with the star on top, that's a nice little logo there. But the whole wizard thing, I think, went down. So that's why I think there's an opportunity here to use something like Red Wolves and really push that and make it happen for, like, not only the younger generation, which you want to bring in, because ultimately they're going to be your fan base. And in order to get them to be your fan base, you got to bring them in somehow. And so you have to appeal with them. But at the same time, you got the older ones that are saying, you know what? I need something hard. And that's why I say, if you look at that, the mock-ups with Dwayne and the claw mark on the side of the helmet, that's the kind of thing that I would rock that. I'd be like, I have no problem rocking that. That's a good piece right there. You know what I'm saying? So then that brings them along and you're getting these people in. So that's how I see it.
All right, Al, I appreciate you, man. I'm back on next Sunday at noon. By then, if this Yahoo report is correct, we will have a new name. So I got to get your opinion on that, man.
No doubt. I'll be calling back. No doubt for that one.
All right, Al, I appreciate you, man.
All right, later.
All right, that was Al. We're going to go to Ash in Virginia. Ash, you're going the complete opposite way as far as how you feel like this should play out. What do you think we should go with the rebrand?
They should – can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
They should do away – I think in general, like, you know, the Europeans, like, they got their stuff right over there. When, you know, they got their football clubs just based off a city, Barcelona, Manchester – you know, you don't necessarily have a mascot. I think like pro teams in general should just do away with mascots and just go based off of, you know, what the city is. You know, Washington football. There's not gonna be no blowback. You know, it's not gonna be offensive to anybody. I mean, that's just my take on it. But I'm gonna go ahead and hang up and let you get your thoughts on that.
Well, you know what? It would be, and I appreciate your thoughts, Ash. That would be a dope move if we were a good team. If we were a good team and we could talk about exceptionalism, Washington exceptionalism, like, yeah, we don't even need to have a nickname. We come out here and beat you down as the Washington Football Club. That would be dope. But considering that we're coming out here with 3 wins, can you imagine the jokes that are going to come our way if we don't even have a mascot or a nickname and we go 3-13? Again, a lot of this is dictated by what we end up doing on the field. To echo the last several calls, I'm going to stay in Virginia. Jack and Warrington. Jack, how you feeling, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for weighing in. So Red Wolves is growing on you, too? Because I'll be honest, man, I started the show. I really wasn't feeling it. It sounded random to me. But this excitement that I'm hearing from people has kind of changed me.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And honestly, like everybody, you know, the Redskins is sentimental to me. It's family tied. It's very special. You know, some of the fondest memories I have are spending time with my dad watching games on the couch. And I really, he's almost 60 now. I really thought he was gonna be one of them. And I'm out of here. But he actually was the one to tell me about the Redwoods and kind of had it grow on me a little bit. And then I started looking into it, looking at the costume design. That, like the last caller said, or two callers ago, that claw is tough, man. Like, everyone can imagine the den, you know, the howling, you know, all that. Now that it's a majority of the fans want it too, I don't know. Trusting Danny Boy, you can almost feel he's going to go the opposite way of the fans.
You know, that is interesting. How long has your dad been a fan of this team?
1969.
Wow. Because a lot of these fans that are talking about the rebrand and getting the younger fans, we haven't heard from a lot of older fans that have been on board with this. So you saying your dad has been a fan since the 60s and he's on board with Red Wolves?
Oh, he's on board. He's actually said he thinks we're cursed, and not so much really, but, you know, it's time. You know, it's almost time. And the fact that he's able to get behind it and it just kind of motivates me more. Like, you know, we are going to lose some fans. You see the people on the internet crying and kicking and screaming. We're going to lose some fans. But, I mean, just like any sports team, you start winning, you're going to get fans. You know, we got Golden State Warrior fans here in Virginia. They're not Warriors. You know what I mean? You start winning, you get fans.
Now, I assume that you guys have been, and I agree with you on that, by the way. I assume you guys have been fans for so long that you guys have gear. Are you going to continue to wear the gear?
Oh, my God. My entire basement is full of memorabilia. I'm not going to get rid of a single piece of memorabilia, a single piece of jersey. I'm going to hang some jerseys up. And I'm still going to, you know, I'll rock my Riggins jersey once in a blue moon and whatnot. But, you know, for the most part, I can see myself. Oh, I definitely know I'm going to get, you know, new. You know, if like you said, they got to execute. They got to execute. And if that jersey comes out looking right, I mean, come on, man. I'm definitely going to get some gear. I'm definitely not getting rid of no gear. But it's not something, you know, I feel like, especially in this time of age, you can't be walking around every day, you know, Redskins this, Redskins that. It's time to move on, you know.
I feel you, man. You don't always want to have a political debate when you're going to buy milk for your cereal. And that's what you'll have when you throw on the Riggins jersey to do so. Hey, man, I appreciate you for weighing in, Jack.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, will do. Shout out to your dad as well. All right, we're going to stay in VA. I got my man Joe in Arlington. Joe, how you feeling, man? Where you weighing in on this?
Yeah, I mean, I can't honestly believe that there are actually people out there that aren't going to wear their Redskin gear. I mean, I got closets full of it. You know, the NFL sold me this stuff. Now they're going to tell me I can't wear it? What, are you kidding me? I'm going to wear it as much as any time. I mean, I support the Washington Redskins. If the name changes, I'll probably lose some interest because it's not my team. But I'm still going to support the Washington Redskins, and I'm still going to wear my gear. And if somebody has a problem with it, I know why I'm wearing it. You know, it's not my problem if they don't get that I'm supporting my football team. I mean, that's how I look at it, and, you know, that's just my take on it. And the NFL, who's made millions of dollars selling this gear, is going to tell people they can't wear their gear in the stadium? Are you kidding me? I mean, that's going to be what kind of class action lawsuit is that?
Joe, if they change the name because the name is deemed to be offensive, how can they allow you to wear it into the stadium?
It's not the polls say Native Americans.
No. I don't want to hear about the 90%. Polls.
90%.
No.
That's the truth.
We're past that, Joe. We're past that.
But you're saying
Wait. Joe.
Who gets to deem it offensive is
Joe,
my question.
We're way past
that. No, we're not.
Yes, we are. Well, if they change the name because they deem it to be offensive, how can they allow you to wear it into the stadium?
Who is they? Who is they that deemed it offensive?
If the Redskins change the name because they deem it to be offensive, how can they allow you to wear the gear into the stadium?
I mean, because they sold the gear to me. I mean, how can they not allow to wear it in the stadium? I mean, honestly, if they change the name, I won't be going to the stadium anymore because it's not my team. I'm not interested. But this idea that...
So what are you going to do on Sundays? Are you going to stay home and watch old Redskins DVDs?
I'll watch. I'll double down on the Caps and the Nats. I mean, honestly, if the Redskins were good, maybe I wouldn't have such a negative reaction, but that's part of it, I guess. But I've been a season ticket holder since the stadium opened. I feel like I can have a view on this, you know? I spent a lot of money on that, the going to these games. But okay. My point is...
So you want a refund, is that what you're saying?
No, I don't want a refund. My point is, if Native Americans don't have a problem with it...
Not just because it's
offensive. Well, yeah, I mean, just if you're talking about the quality of the teams, yeah, I could get into that. But I'm a Redskins fan. My point is, everybody's offended by something. I mean, I can't be worried about if somebody's offended.
Nobody's offended by the Philadelphia Eagles. I've never heard anybody be offended by that.
Well, but you say that, but I got to tell you, my dearly departed mother was very religious, and she thought it was outrageous that there was a team called the New Orleans Saints because she thought it was mocking religion. Okay, I loved the woman to death, but I tried to explain to her. Everybody's offended by something. You can't worry about that. You got to be your own self, and that's my take on it. I'll wear my Redskin gear, and if somebody has a problem with it, I'm sorry. Anyway, take care.
All right. Have a good one, Joe. He'll be missed. All right. We got my man Chase Hughes coming on, who, by the way, as you guys heard early on the show, was one of the first people that I talked to about the idea of naming the team Red Wolves. And now, all of a sudden, in the last 2 hours, I've done a bit of a transformation. Now I'm on Twitter, and I'm looking at some of these mock-ups that Alan Hyattsville was pointing me to. Some of these things are pretty dope. I see Kevin Durant even tweeted some out. I'm feeling this. Chase Hughes coming in to talk about the bubble, the Wizards restart, and, of course, the Redskins rebrand after the break. Reese Walker.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.